Alex Marlowe, Joe Biden's AI oligarchs plan for our future. Harness U.S. government, team with China, and break capitalism. By Alexander Marlowe on November 1, 2023. No administration in history has been so thoroughly infiltrated by the influence peddling industry as Joe Biden's. The entire world knows that Biden's administration is for sale. From foreign governments to America's tech and defense sectors, the money will stay flowing so long as Biden's policies stay favorable to them. This is a running theme in nearly every chapter of my latest New York Times best-selling investigative book, Breaking Biden. While Joe poses as a working-class guy, he is beholden to a class of aristocrats from ultra-wealthy enclaves on America's coasts. Their partnership is what sustains Joe and allows for these elites to grow their wealth and power. The latest, and by far the scariest, way Biden world intends to accelerate this trend is with artificial intelligence, AI. Earlier this week, Biden announced an AI executive order that contains the beginnings of a blueprint to create a permanent majority for the left wing. Though it was framed as an effort to regulate the AI sector, Axios notes that Biden's approach is more carrot than stick. It appears as though the Biden administration's first goals when it comes to AI is to use robots to enforce censorship of misinformation, i.e., normative conservative thought. What's more, this executive order will put America on the path to enshrining trendy woke opinion as cold hard facts. The law must advance the goals of civil rights and equity, aka the left's diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, framework, Breitbart senior tech writer Alim Bokhari wrote. These are dog whistles to Joe's base. Next on the agenda will be a massive expansion of the security state in the name of freedom. The order commits to ease AI professionals' path into the federal government and offer expanded AI training to bureaucrats, Axios summarized. All of these new controls, designed by oligarchs and carried out by machines, will be sold to Americans as necessary to protect us. Biden and Kamala Harris, his AI czar, are tasked with regulating this modern-day Wild West. But many of the most powerful people and entities they will be regulating are their biggest donors. What could go wrong? Everything, actually. As usual, the American right, particularly the Republican establishment and donor class, is simply not prepared for any of this. We cannot wait for them to figure it out. The first step to fighting back is to understand what is happening and who are the instigators. The AI public-private partnership to control your life. Last week, I introduced readers to Biden's billionaire cabinet. The impossibly wealthy and powerful people who empower Joe and who Joe empowers in return. One name that might not have been familiar to you is tech billionaire Dustin Moskovitz. Moskovitz won the cosmic lottery by meeting Mark Zuckerberg in college. The pair co-founded Facebook with a couple of Zuckerberg's roommates. Moskovitz left the company 4 years later as the world's youngest billionaire. In recent years, he has poured tens of millions of dollars into the effort to elect Biden. But Moskovitz didn't merely fund Biden's campaigns. According to a recent report from Politico, Moskovitz now has government workers on his payroll. His objective appears to be to shape the future of the next high-tech gold rush, artificial intelligence. To do this, Moskovitz will need to use his extensive network and wealth to influence the Washington political establishment. Last year, Open Philanthropy, a non-profit organization primarily funded by Moskovitz and his wife, Carrie Tuna, launched a new organization called the Horizon Institute for Public Service. The institute helps the U.S. government navigate our era of rapid technological change by fostering the next generation of emerging technology policy talent. Translation: the company is bankrolling federal officials tasked with overseeing policy toward AIs. These tech billionaires are literally paying the people who are going to be tasked with regulating them. Together, they are shaping the future of tech regulation while pioneering new mechanisms for corruption. It goes without saying that billions of dollars are at stake. Moskovitz has devoted millions in funding to OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is also a major investor in Moskovitz's own company, Asana, a topic covered in Breaking Biden. Altman has said that AI will hopefully break capitalism. He has called on the U.S. to work with China on AI, ostensibly to counter risks, but to perhaps control the world. Altman has acknowledged that his company will make a lot of jobs just go away. As CNN put it, Sam Altman warns AI could kill us all. But he still wants the world to use it. Creepy stuff. To the surprise of no one who is paying attention, Altman has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to Joe Biden. Biden administration champions legal corruption, again. As Breitbart senior contributor Peter Schweitzer often says, the real scandal in Washington often isn't what's illegal, it's what's legal. This is the story of Joe Biden's reign over America. Moskovitz's rise as a political power player is no exception to that rule. Horizon's efforts to control the future doesn't appear to be the product of an illicit backroom scheme, far from it. It's happening out in the open. Horizon's own website brags about their connections to the U.S. government. Our fellows have done placements at the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services, the Senate Commerce Committee and House Science Committee, and the Center for Health Security, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and the Center for Security and Emerging Technology, among many other host organizations. As I document in Breaking Biden, since Joe Biden took office, entire swaths of his administration have been on the payroll of tech billionaires and giant corporations. Google's Eric Schmidt pays the salaries of dozens of Biden administration officials, including employees in Biden's Office of Science and Technology Policy, OSTP, through Schmidt Futures, a similar grant program. According to Politico, over a dozen other OSTP officials are current or former associates of Schmidt. Consulting firms like Quest Exec, the company co-founded by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, which has employed at least 16 high-level Biden officials, are perhaps the most direct way for corporations to work their way into the pocketbooks of government officials. According to federal ethics disclosures, former West Exec employees who are now working in the Biden administration have previously advised Google, as well as Open Philanthropy itself. All of this is openly corrupt yet apparently legal, as is the pattern. According to its website, Moskovitz's Open Philanthropy paid $540,000 to West Exec to produce a report promoting the adoption of AI by the Department of Defense. Avril Haines, who spearheaded the project, now serves as Biden's Director of National Intelligence, DNI. She's not alone. More than three dozen high-level Biden appointees worked for West Exec or similar consulting firms. As DNI, Haines pledged to tackle the disinformation epidemic. She now oversees the Foreign Malign Influence Center, an office established last year to quarterback the Biden administration's disinformation efforts. According to Haines, the center's responsibilities include our election threat work, essentially looking at foreign influence and interference in elections, but it also deals with disinformation more generally. This is intentionally vague, but in essence, she is the information police and her powers are expanding. Next, hypercronyism. Vast swaths of the federal bureaucracy are bought and paid for by big tech, laundered through consulting agreements and nonprofit grant programs. Even the Clintons must be envious of the Biden administration's brazen profiteering. The era of AI will only accelerate the cronyism. The tech oligarchs will continue to pose as the saviors of our galumphing government. All the political establishment will have to do in return is provide assurances that it won't overregulate the places where the American oligarchy makes its money and expands its powers. Joe Biden and his administration know this. This is their system, and it will keep them in power until the citizens decide they've had enough of it. Breaking Biden is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. Alex Marlow is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News and a New York Times best-selling author. His new book Breaking Biden is available now. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlow.